What's up, South Canyon? It's Pastor Tanner here with Pastor Brent, Senior Pastor of South Canyon Baptist Church, and Pastor Joel, Pastor of Worship Music at South Canyon. So, guys, we mentioned in the last podcast that a lot of what we're going to be doing in the fall is kind of all interconnected, kind of tying into things. And one of the ways that we're going to be doing that is through our Sunday evening or our PM services. So, Brent, are our PM services, are they the same as what goes on in the AM service?
No, it's not the same. I mean, we do have, I guess you could say, a few similarities. There usually are a couple of songs that we'll sing and we'll worship together in that way. But the focus on Sunday night is primarily on corporate prayer. And one of the things that I found very interesting as we studied through the book of Acts together recently was that every single time that we read about prayer in the book of Acts, it's corporate prayer. That's not to say that personal, private, shut your door and enter your closet, as Jesus said it in Matthew, that that's not important. It obviously is. But I just think sometimes as Christians, we can think about prayer and think about one thing, and that is our own personal prayer life and our own personal time alone with God, which is super important. But biblically, God's people throughout the book of Acts are constantly together, and they're constantly pleading with God and praying together for one another and for the advance of the gospel. And so Sunday night, in my estimation, is primarily about prayer. It's a time when we as God's people can come together and can pray for the needs of our church. And particularly as we pray on Sunday nights, we come in with sort of a plan in terms of prayer. As pastors, we talk about that before each Sunday night and plan that. And the main things that we want to pray about, the things we want to focus our prayers on, are our mission as a church and our ministries as a church, or ministry that we are seeing in the workplace as members or in our neighborhoods as members. So one thing I would encourage you to consider is sharing with us things that are happening maybe in your neighborhood. Maybe you have an opportunity through work to and have had an opportunity to share Christ and want us to pray for someone specifically. Those are the kind of things we'd like to hear from you during the week, so that on Sunday nights we can plan to pray about those kinds of things, because those are the kind of things I believe we should pray about and want to and will pray about on Sunday nights.
So let's kind of get in the nitty gritty then. So like, what is just like the structure of a Sunday night service look like then?
Typically, and Joel can help me with this, typically we open with a song, maybe two songs at the beginning. And then we also have, after that, we have a 15-minute devotional sermon that we have someone share, typically a TPA student or another younger man in the church who has a sense of calling maybe toward pastoral ministry, or maybe someone that is a potential elder, just to give opportunity for them to have the chance to prepare and to teach. And typically that'll be tied to Sunday morning, and we can talk about that a little bit more. In how that happens. But then the rest of the time, the majority of the time, is spent in corporate prayer. And typically we'll have a particular request that we'll communicate to the congregation that we want to pray about and share some information about that particular ministry or that particular need or that particular person that we're going to be praying about. And then we'll ask someone if they would be willing to lead. And so there will be someone who will be assigned to pray particularly for the particular request, and we'll have anywhere from 8 to 10, maybe even 15 at times, different prayer needs that we'll bring to the congregation on Sunday night and have different people pray. And I would assure you that we won't ask you to pray unless we have talked to you ahead of time to make sure that you're not put on the spot in that moment and maybe don't feel like you're ready to do that or comfortable with doing that. We only do that with people who've had the experience or we know have prayed publicly or that we've talked to ahead of time. So we want you to join us in that and not be afraid of that possibility happening, and come on Sunday nights for that.
I kind of have a funny story. There was actually, I can't remember, I want to say it was the wife of a brand new couple at church that I was at last, and our head pastor asked the wife if she'd be willing to pray. And she shook her head, but he had already moved on to the next prayer request. And so whenever the time of prayer came, her husband was the one that ended up praying, and our head pastor was so like confused because he was like, I didn't ask him to pray. So kind of a weird deal. But yeah, we'll make sure that you guys are totally prepared for that. Joel, kind of what's the tone of the Sunday night service. And kind of a follow-up question with that, given that tone, why should our church make the Sunday night services a priority in kind of the weekly rhythms of their life?
Yeah, I guess to answer the second part, I mean, what Brent was already talking about, just praying together as a church, I think, is one of the most important things really we can do, especially is like coming together, gathering together. Sunday morning worship is something, you know, essential, non-negotiable. We're commanded to do, to gather together, worship, and encourage one another, and sit under the teaching of God's word. But Sunday night is just as an extension or kind of a complement to that, just having more of that focus time to really be able to pray together and hear the voices of different people in the congregation praying, and also hearing from different people in the congregation about things that we can be praying for, particularly as they relate to the kingdom and the advance of the gospel. And so but yeah, as far as like the tone, I guess, or the feel of Sunday nights, just because it's the evening service, it obviously is not typically going to be as many people as we have on Sunday morning, and it's not as structured where we're, you know, on a real tight deadline. I think there's just more of a family feel to it, I guess, and so there's just people are able to share about different needs. We're able to pray together. I think the pastors, as they do share about needs or things going on in the life of the church, can just kind of like a living room session, you know, just able to kind of share a little more directly with the church. And it's usually, you know, it's a lot of our faithful members, or kind of our core people of the church who show up, hopefully, to be a part of that and to pray with us. Being able to share, I think, more openly, and just have that time that we don't always have on Sunday morning for that. And so that's something I definitely appreciate about those times.
So I'm kind of hearing you say, if the Sunday morning service is like the big Thanksgiving Day lunch, then the Sunday night is kind of like having the turkey sandwiches and playing board games. It's kind of that feel, a little bit more casual, and a lot more family oriented. I'm really looking forward to that, especially because being the new pastor, most of the settings that I've been in with South Canyon have been primarily very structured, formal, if you will. Even youth group to a certain extent is time structured, formal, where this, I know we have a time, but I know it's just going to be a little bit more relaxed and a time for us to weep with those who weep and to take joy with those who have joy. So yeah, we're going to be getting to pray for evangelistic things. We're going to be getting to pray for those who are hurting. We get to pray for those praises in our lives. So Lord willing, I know at least for the young adult and college group, YAC, that I lead, I'm praying that they bring those evangelistic prayer requests to the church. And not only that, but that we're able to follow up with them kind of as a church. And then on top of that, hopefully, Lord willing, as the Lord provides salvations, and we can praise God for that work, not only just in that new believer's life, but also in the work of that church member that's really striving to share the gospel. I'm really looking forward to those things for sure. So let's talk about just kind of a couple specific things. Let's talk about, within the prayer time, we've already talked about maybe some things that are incorporated, but I want to talk on just specifically people that we're going to be praying for, so like our missions partners. And then I want to talk about the devotional after that. So let's just kind of start off. Okay, so we have these evangelistic prayer requests. We're going to probably be praising the Lord for the good things that God has been doing in people's lives, and praying for those who are hurting, suffering, asking God and us to help come alongside of them. But one thing that I know we wanted to emphasize within each of our prayer services is a missions partner that we have. So can you guys just kind of give an example of like maybe a partner that we're going to be asking to come and to share with us?
Yeah, I actually communicated with the head of Love Inc., and he's going to be coming in the fall to share for about 5 or 6 minutes about the ministry of Love Inc., which is a ministry we support significantly as a congregation in our budget, and also through volunteers, and we host a ministry that they have once a year for about 2 months. And so we're going to have that, and so that's one example of the different ministries we support that we're going to hear people share about, that we'll be able then right after that to join in prayer corporately for that ministry and be reminded of what they're doing and what we are able to be a part of.
I know one I'm looking forward to that I've invited is the workers on the campus of the School of Mines, Campus Ventures. And I'm really looking forward to just having them share with our church, hey, this is what we do, this is what's going on, here's how you can pray for us. And I know for them, they might even have some practical needs that our church can fulfill, and I'm praying that kind of we can kind of weave into relationships with that. Joel, are there any like particular missions people or anything like that that you're really looking forward to hearing from?
Yeah, well, I know we've also, I think we're going to try to get at some point in the fall or soon thereafter, try to get maybe Black Hills Pregnancy also to be able to come share. And that could be another opportunity for people to maybe get plugged in and actually serve in a more practical way as well. I know just based on kind of my experience coming here last year, and this is what you're kind of coming into now, just getting to know who some of our ministry partners are and missionaries and so on, just a great way to hear from them. And so I know we've had sometimes videos that were shared from someone like Jamin Eben or other people that we are supporting or partnering with, and some of who came out of South Canyon and to go into missions. So yeah, getting to hear from them, sometimes in person, but also just videos and updates like that, that can be a really great opportunity to be partnering with them in prayer and just being aware of what's going on, how God's using them.
Yeah, I like to think of kind of all these organizations and these missionaries that we support, they're not just kind of people that we send money to, it's people that we are partnering along with in the gospel. And for some people, it may just mean like, yes, we do give some of our monetary support, but we also want to give them our prayers as well and be sure to let them know that we're coming alongside of them in that way. Another aspect I know that we were wanting to talk about was our devotional time. And so, Brent, can you just kind of describe, like, what does that devotional look like? What are they going to be talking, preaching about? Kind of help our congregation see what goes on in that time.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, this is an opportunity for younger men who have a sense of calling to pastoral ministry, or young guys in our church who, you know, possibly down the road might be considered as elders and leaders, and just an opportunity to learn themselves what Scripture says through studying and preparing and teaching and to gain skill in that. But the way it's going to be connected to what happens on Sunday morning and the way we are going to be assigning some texts for those who are going to be preaching, teaching on Sunday night is we're going to look at the morning text in Hebrews, and then we're going to look at how that text might connect with another text, sometimes in the Old Testament, sometimes in the New Testament, either thematically or maybe even the book of Hebrews quotes an Old Testament text. And so there'd be an opportunity on Sunday night for that text that's quoted in the text from the morning message. There'll be an opportunity for the person who does the devotional or the short sermon to talk about that text at greater length. So it's a way to kind of tie the morning and the evening together and to hopefully fill out a few more things possibly in terms of either a text specific to the morning text or a topic or a theme that's consistent with the morning message or theme.
So like I said earlier, everything's kind of interconnecting as we're doing things on the life class, as we're doing things in the AM service and in the PM service as well. And I know an emphasis is application. So Joel, how do we like have from one verse just like really practical application of maybe a theme that Brent or you or I are going to be preaching about in the morning? Why is that so important?
Well, I think, yeah, the Sunday night, as again, it may tie in thematically or through quotation or whatever, tie in with Sunday morning, but if the Sunday night, you know, preacher, the guy who's going to be sharing, if he has an opportunity just to take one or two verses, and this is not to say that it's easy, I'm sure as many of the guys could attest to this, but just taking one or two verses, you know, let's look at, you know, what these verses say, what does this mean, but then let's really try to spend some time just applying those, you know, to our own lives as a church or individually. And so hopefully that just allows just a little more time to kind of bask in, you know, God's word and what it has for us, kind of, as again, as a complement to Sunday morning. And hopefully, again, with those connections between the morning passage in Hebrews and the evening, just helping people hopefully just learn how to read their own Bibles and see how interconnected Scripture is in just such a miraculous and clearly divine way. There's so many different authors spread out over thousands of years, and yet the connections are just everywhere, whether you're jumping from Hebrews to the Gospels or to some of Paul's letters or to the Old Testament. I mean, just it's all over. There's just so many threads and connections.
I know I'm really looking forward to just as well, hopefully, Lord willing, as especially our TPA guys, are working through that sense of calling, being able to give them affirmation that we see how the Spirit's working in them in this particular area of preaching. I know it's a really exciting thing. I can, Joel, I bet you can imagine this too, the times where it was the first time that you ever preached, and after you get done, you're just kind of longing for that feedback, longing for kind of that affirmation of like, yes, like God is kind of pushing you toward this. So I know that's something that you as a church member will get to do as well, to encourage these guys that as not only as we're seeing them hopefully become pastors, elders, but even our elders as well, just affirming, hey, like we see the work that you're doing and we saw it tonight in the ministry of the word. I think that's a really cool thing that our whole church kind of gets to participate in. So, okay, I'm going to do one more thing, shooting from the hip again. Favorite thing about Sunday night services, and it doesn't even have to be if maybe you guys have a tradition after Sunday night services. So tell me like one thing that you're most excited for about Sunday night services whenever they come back, Brent.
Well, to just jump on to what you just said, one of the things we do is, as pastors and elders, after the service is over, we meet with the TPA student or the person who is taught that night to encourage them, but also to give them constructive feedback to help them grow, to help them prepare better the next time, and to maybe be able to present better the next time so that they can make God's word as clear as possible and as correct as possible. So it's an opportunity it's another part of the training process that happens after the service among pastors and elders with the person that speaks. So that's one thing that I think is really neat to just think about in terms of big picture and what that could mean over the course of years as they are developing, as people are developing as teachers of God's word.
What about you, Joel?
Yeah, actually, I think I would say too, for me, just on Sunday night, usually the worship is just, it's pretty simple, and it's the, you know, group of however many people there. It has a little more of like a family worship feel. And so sometimes I team up with another person who maybe is kind of getting trained up to also help, you know, lead worship or be able to lead worship on their own, or maybe some of them end up going off on a church plant and leading worship elsewhere. But so sometimes working with somebody else and kind of helping give them some experience, and sometimes it's just me on the piano, but just like playing the piano, doing a song with 30, 40, 50 people, whatever, and just our voices together. It's simple, but it's really beautiful. I actually really enjoy that time.
Yeah. I think I just love the family atmosphere. And I think, too, I know just one of the ways that we are most able to come knit more together is just by praying for one another and praying through people's joys and through people's pains. I think it's a really exciting part of just folding into a congregation and hopefully helping us all learn how to love each other super well. And I know one way, Joel, you mentioned this before we hopped on this video, one way that we wanted to practically do that is our partnership with Redeeming Grace. So can you just kind of describe for us kind of how you see Redeeming Grace, our church plant, kind of folding into these Sunday night services?
Yeah, I think Josh, certainly this was true last year, and I think will continue to be true. He'll often join us for those, whether it's, you know, every time or on a kind of a regular basis, and just be able to get a report from him as someone who is right here in the community, co-laboring, you know, in the gospel and planning a new church here in Rapid City. And so just getting to hear occasionally updates from him about what's going on with people coming there, maybe, you know, conversions and baptisms and so on, and just, all that's going on with their ministry, or maybe having someone else from the church plant be able to come and share. That's been really just a great way to stay connected and to hear what's going on there. Obviously, they can't come on a Sunday morning, you know, and share with us when they're doing their own service. But just to hear from them, to stay connected and be able to, again, pray for them and what they're doing.
So kind of an open invitation to our brothers and sisters at Redeeming Grace for this evening. Kind of two things I wanted to mention. The first was, Joel mentioned that our Sunday nights are kind of like family worship. And so those of you with families, I would encourage you to come. It's going to be a much more laid back, casual feel. And on top of that, if you're thinking about how to actually do family worship within your home, this might be a really easy and kind of great rubric for you to do that. And then another thing I wanted to mention as well is, as we kind of place the emphasis on evangelism, do you guys feel whenever people are evangelizing and you hear about these evangelistic prayer requests being answered, does that kind of spur you on to more evangelism?
It does, and I think that's one of the things that could be, and I hope will come out of Sunday nights, as we hear other people talk about coworkers that they've had an opportunity to begin to share the gospel with, or to invite into their home and to begin a relationship with. That encourages the rest of us, reminds the rest of us to do similarly. So we need to be there so that we can pray for them and pray for those people that they are sharing about, that they are witnessing to or attempting to witness to, but also so that we can be encouraged in that same direction, and so that we can then share similar things in another service for the same reason.
Kind of like the double-edged sword of the book of Hebrews, right? A lot of high praise for Christ, but also warning. So maybe in our PM services, it's a lot of encouragement that we take from seeing prayers answered, but also a reminder to us to go and do the work of what God has called us to do as His followers. Any other thoughts on Sunday nights, gentlemen?
Please come. It's a great opportunity, and I hope you'll make it a priority.
Yeah, we really look forward to seeing you guys. Those start on September 20th, and we're really, really looking forward to being with you all and praying with you all and getting to just have that sweet family time with one another. But until the next time, we'll see you guys again. Bye.